to Adulthood is a Project. It's another happy hour. So happy hour is our time that we have on a special guest, and we just don't do any editing. It's uncut. It's just a raw little conversation where we're all having a drink. And so today's guest is none other than the Flower Child.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now you're coming out in public. I'm like, we can say your name is Lily.
Yes. Yes. We can share my name now.
Okay.
This is her version of coming out.
Yeah. I know. I like coming out in public, but I'm like, well, whatever. I don't know what else to say.
Oh,
yeah. Revealing myself.
Yes. That's funny. I think that,
I am the flower child.
The awesome flower child. We were, you know, with our last guest, like, tell them how you know us. I'm like,
how'd you meet us, Lily?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were both there when I just like popped up in the world.
I don't know that popped up is the way I would use that.
Slid into the world?
When I entered the world.
I remember they're using all my strength and effort to bring you into this world.
Yeah.
She'll use it all to take you out of it, too.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this would be fun. You know, no edits, no filters, and we'll just see where this conversation leads us for the day. So, you know, as we do on Happy Hour, everyone's got a little cocktail or whatnot. So, Lily had a little Truly there.
I got the nice. Truly Crayon Sangria.
Oh. That sounds tart.
It is a little bit tart, but I like it.
Nice.
It's not too bad.
I've got my Goldie Girls glass. It's Sophia. And she says, picture it, Sicily, 1922.
I've got my vodka cup, so. Cucumber lime water. Yeah, yeah. Well, stuff's good too. Had to stop my Prosecco kick for a hot second. I mean, one hot second, and I'll get right back on it. So, some days just calls for vodka.
I don't do vodka. I'm such a when I was younger, I was more of a whiskey drinker. But I'll tell you, like honestly, like that stuff gets me. And I don't know what it is, like, with whiskey, if I do drink it, like, I get so feisty. Like, I'm pretty sure I could fight anybody. I will kick someone's ass, sure.
Same.
I typically stick to my wine.
Wine's a good one.
Yeah, I do wine or, like, rum. Rum makes me, I'm such a happy drunk on rum.
I don't know a time that I ever got completely lit on rum. I don't like the flavor of it that much.
I do. I like rum.
I mean, I don't hate it. Yeah, it's not my go-to by any means.
If I had to pick like a hard liquor, rum would probably be one of my favorites.
What would you do though? Like the...
Normally Malibu.
Okay.
I mean,
I can get down with some Malibu. I think the alcohol percentage is so low on it that I'm like, ugh, what a waste of my time. Like,
I'm such a lightweight, though. You know I am. Like,
yeah.
Well, and okay, so you'll laugh because obviously I'm not a big drinker, right? And you remember the last time whenever you were traveling and your sister and we drank together. And I was like, I like rum and Coke. Like, that's what I'll drink tonight. But I've never, like, my own rum. So I go to the store And I just know, like, whenever Big J orders for me at the bar, he tells me I like Bacardi. He's like, "You like Bacardi?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I ended up buying the brown Bacardi, and you both laughed at me. And Big J's like, "No, that's not the one you drink." "I don't know. You just said Bacardi." He's like, "Yeah, that's not the one you drink."
Like the fact that you don't even know that you drink a white liquor over a brown liquor is ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, "No, that's not one." And I'm like, "Well, whatever. I mean, I drink it. It was fine."
You did. Yeah, the browns are spiced usually. Like think Captain Morgan. Like if people are ordering rum, they don't say, if they're ordering Captain, they're like, I want Captain. Because it's spiced. And yeah, I think Malibu, I'd have to go look. Oh, I don't even know if that I have a bottle of it. I was trying to think like Malibu has such a low alcohol rate that like I don't mind the
I
taste of
don't
it.
even
It just
know.
doesn't do anything for me.
I'm like, I'm pretty lightweight as well. I'm not as lightweight as mom, but
Is that right? Is that right, life?
well,
Like,
you know, there's been a situation or two,
I had two drinks and had to get life flighted.
yeah, two drinks.
Yeah, but typically, I can outdrink her.
She makes it easy to outdrink.
She does. She's probably like one of the only people I can outdrink.
If I've been taking my iron real regular and everything, I do better.
Course, there's me who's like, I'd consider myself the professional of the family. So,
Yeah.
like, I know, yeah. I laugh when I'm like, oh, I don't want to get like too lit up. I'm gonna drink vodka. And my friend a while back was like, he goes, that is so true for you. Like, you really do just drink vodka if you don't want to get like shit faced. And he goes, most people are like, I'll stick with beer if I don't want to get all lit up. I'm like, oh no, beer gets me rolling, man. Like, I really down the beer's vodka, I can just cruise on like all day long and not get like completely ridiculous. I'll remember, like, I don't know. Vodka is just kind of
I
my go
apparently
to.
can't do vodka.
Yeah, well, not everyone can. It's a specialty.
Man. All right, so Lily, we like to play our truth game. So this is a game where we both have like two questions and we all have to answer. If you don't want to answer, you have to take a drink. Okay.
Truth or drink. Truth or drink.
Yeah.
Oh,
Do you want us to get, do you want me to get us started or?
sure. I'll look. Oh, yeah. Sure. Go for
Okay.
it.
So, my first question is, have you ever accidentally liked an old picture of someone while you were stalking them on social media?
No, I'm so careful with it. Anytime I stalk people, like, I'm a ninja. You will never know I stalked you.
Actually thinking of this is that one time that you were trying to show me something and I found
And you, oh my goodness, yeah, no, I remember that. Yeah,
Wait,
she
you
liked
did?
something.
You clicked someone's picture? Oh.
As
Yeah,
me.
as me, I was stalking somebody and I was trying to show her something,
My mom.
and she was like scrolling and she clicked like a like button or something like that. I was like, "Oh, mom." I took the phone away immediately.
I got banned from the stalking at that point.
You weren't allowed to stalk with her
I just
anymore.
scroll for her now anytime I'm showing her.
It's like, don't touch the phone, mom. Don't do
Yeah.
that.
You can't touch, just watch while I show you what I need to show
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh man. I I don't want to say like, oh, never, but I honest to God can't think of a time I've stalked someone. Like, I don't do that.
Hmm. Well,
there might have been a time I've gone back through someone's page, maybe.
Yeah.
If they were like,
I'm just like, oh, I know that person, and I just scroll through their page and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I've kind of done that, but I don't feel like I've been like, where have they been at? What are they doing? I don't feel like I've done that.
Well, I don't really do that. I'm not like a crazy stalker. I'll put that out there.
You know, as we're saying this,
it comes to like my mom, I crazy stalk her, but
she's aware of it, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
That's me.
Like, you're stalking me. I was thinking about, it wasn't that long ago, maybe a month, that like some old ass post of mine popped up in my Facebook feed. Like, someone made it, and I'm like, why would that have happened? And now I'm starting to be curious of, I wonder if I got a new like on it and someone was stalking me.
Probably. That's exactly what happens.
But I wouldn't have even noticed the new like on it, because I was like, why is that popping up there? I don't know. And I just went on about it. Like, I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
What about you, sister? You ever accidentally get caught stalking?
No.
Just got me caught.
Yeah, I was like, so is that because you've never stalked, or because you're safer with your own stuff than your daughter's?
I'm like, I really am not a stalker. I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm like, there might be a moment where I'm like, oh, does this person know that person?
Yeah.
I've done that.
And I'm like, I'm just going to go check their page and see what's up with that. But no, I don't feel like, I'm like a stalker.
Yeah, me either. Like, they want me to.
I guess I'm just like a.
Because, like, people, well, most, I would say, like, normal people aren't putting all their stuff on social media, anyways, right?
Right.
So, yeah. You're not going to find out really anything about them. But, I mean, there are those, like, crazies that put all kinds of random shit on social media. Those are the kind of people really I suck. I'm like, ooh, what's this crazy whore?
Look at what she's up to now.
I saw this reel the other day, and I was like, what the heck? And I honestly got so bored, like, a little ways into it. But basically, this lady was, like, proving how she stalks people. And she was, like, talking about, like, see, right here in this profile picture, you see they have the tree in the background. And they have this pool. They clearly have a pool. And so then I went and said, oh, they live in this town. So then I went to the aerial view of the town, started looking up properties, and I found this house with a pool in the backyard. I'm like, that's got to be theirs. And that's how I know where they live. I'm like,
yeah, some people. Insane. Yeah. Some people do all that. I don't. I'm not a crazy stalker.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I just scroll social media. That's all. Yeah. I don't figure out where they live.
I've done the light stalking before.
White.
Exactly, yes.
White stalking.
Exactly. But
not of like trying to find out where someone lives. Just trying to see if I could find them.
I'm not that.
When I met the guy on the airplane.
Oh.
And my number didn't save. And so I did a little stalking to find him.
I remember that.
He was thankful I did, to say.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed I just admitted that. Like, I can't believe I admitted that, but that did happen. So I don't want to say I never have done it. Not to the level of, like, going through someone's picture or anything. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's levels of stalking, so I consider mine a light level.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. What'd you say?
Then moving on. Next question.
Yeah. I'm like, next. Like, Okay. Truth or drink. Have you ever talked to an inanimate object like it was a person?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, just top of my head, like my car.
Oh.
I always talk to my car. Like, I talk to my RV too. You know, you gotta help them through. Gotta really talk them through the process.
Come by that naturally, because I definitely, like, my cars have always had names.
I'm like, yeah. Technically, my Jeep doesn't have a name.
I know, that's sad.
I just call it the Lily Mobile.
You call it what?
The Lily Mobile.
Oh. Yeah.
It works.
Like, right now, my vehicle's name is Ruby. Ruby Sue. I named after you, sister.
I was like, thanks. I have never named my vehicles. But when you said that, I've definitely talked to my car. Like, I'm like, come on, baby. Or like, you can, like, vacuum it out real good. And I'm like, washing. I'm like, how good do you feel now, girl, huh? Yeah, you like that? Like,
like it when daddy sprays you with the hose.
I'm like going to get new tires. I'm like, you're going to get new shoes today. Are you excited for some new shoes? I've also, though, I've caught myself in my kitchen. I cannot count how many times I've, like, walked into this chair. Like, I can't scoot them under the table, so they sit away from the table. And I'll run into it. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm like, did I just apologize to my chair for running into it? And, yep, I definitely have done that. More than once too. Like, it's not like, oh, I did that once, haha, I'll never do that again. Nope, that's pretty regularly.
I definitely, like, I have crawled in my bed before and been like, I'm glad to be here. Like, so glad that I get this. Like, I talked to my bed, I'm like, oh, are you so glad I'm in, you know? Like, yes, hold me, baby.
Like the, oh, I've missed you.
I'm sorry I left you for so long. It'll never happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mean to be gone from you for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'd say it's a pretty normal thing, apparently, or at least with our family.
I guess so.
I think it's everyone.
Okay. My question. What is an unpopular opinion that you have?
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of unpopular opinions.
Oh, same. I can go first if you guys need to think about this for a minute.
Go ahead.
The first I thought of for myself was how I feel like people think that if you don't like pets, that you're not a good person. My unpopular opinion is that is not what that means at all. Like, I just don't like pets. They're gross. Yeah. Okay? And they're like, jump on you. And it'd be like if I had kids that didn't know how to behave and you came to my house and they, like, crawled all over you and jumped on you, and maybe I sprinkled glitter on them so that glitter would stick to your clothes and they're just in your face. Like, no, like, your animal jumps on me, it is invading my space, and now I've got hair all over me and it's gross. It grosses me out. I don't like them.
I'm gonna tag in with you on that, because I completely agree. And if people have more than one animal, that's insane to me. Like, I honestly like dogs. Like, they're cute and all. I don't really want one around. And then you add that you're gonna have, like, two of them. I'm like, you're nuts. Or even if they have a dog and a fish, like, that's a lot. Like, why would you want that? Like, too much to control.
I'm like, I get it though, because you get the second dog to entertain the first dog.
Yeah.
It's like you do with your kids.
Like, listen, I can't entertain this one. I have to have another one real quick.
Yeah.
Before I come along.
Yeah. Like, and that's how we got Lily.
Oh, man. But yeah.
I don't think it makes you a bad person to not like others' animals. I actually do, though. I mean, I do like, I have some friends with animals, and I actually like their animals. I like their kids, too, randomly, though, you know? So.
And you know what? Like, I'm so much more tolerant of some animals than I am others. Like, we have some friends that I totally tolerate their animals, but, like, their animals are, like, really well-groomed. And they're not stinky. They are very much space invaders.
Mm.
But they're little, and it doesn't bother me.
Fair enough, yeah.
Whereas others, I'm just like, oh my god, like, you have a 200-pound effing dog trying to jump on my lap. Get it the hell away from me. It's gross.
I think, like, my friends with animals, like, I already know. Like, I'm thinking of a specific friend. They've got two, and their dogs are bigger. But I mentally, like, know before I head over there. So I'm, like, prepared for it. So then I'm like, you know, it doesn't bother me because I mentally was prepared for the dogs to be doing that. If I was not prepared, it would drive me insane. But I'm knowing like, ahead of time.
Dog sitting, I've been able, I'm like, I don't know, I've been more tolerant of other people's animals.
And so, yeah, that's a good point. Like, literally,
a lot of animals all the time.
That's like, you dog sit pretty regularly.
Yeah. I'm dog sitting right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I would find that, I could never do that, I don't think.
Well, it's okay for now, but it's not something I'd want to do long term.
Fair enough. And you know, I just said that, but I'm like, you know what? Actually, I've dog sat so many times. I use a dog sit to remind myself why I don't want a dog of my own. Like a dog sit for a week, and I'm like, yep, I'm good, man. Here, come pick up your animal. Like, I'm gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind me that responsibility is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I tagged into your unpopular opinion. I was trying to think of something different for my unpopular opinion, but.
Get you one. No.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Oh, offend. Come on.
I absolutely hate the fact that this world is using pronouns.
Ugh.
It drives me nuts.
Right.
I can't. I struggle with it. I try to be understanding. I don't want to disclude people. I don't like none of that. I really don't. But it is the dumbest effing thing in the world to me.
I concur.
I'm like,
I don't really understand it either. I mean, I can normally like figure it out and stuff, but I don't understand why we're doing all of it either.
That's my thing. Like, your sexual orientation means like, you do you, man. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me. It's not like none of that bothers me. It's this pronoun thing is just beyond my comprehension. And I'm like this, and maybe that's why people would say I'm probably small-minded because I don't like it. But I don't think I'm small-minded. I just think it's stupid.
It is. And especially because, I mean, how often, and it doesn't, I mean, but I'm just like, you're in a group, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, have whatever she's having. You know, like, if you're all having the same drink or something, oh, yeah, whatever she's having. Yeah. Do I really need to know, like, oh, well, whatever they, and they, I'm assuming I'm talking about more than one person, but I'm not. I'm just this they, them thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, that's stupid. And it's like you just need everybody to know. And nobody gives two shits, dude.
I know.
Nobody gives two shits. And if you would stop making a big deal out of it.
Everybody else would too.
Everybody else would. Like, yeah. I'm like, you're the people making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, because I agree. If you say they, it's two people. That's what it is. So I don't know. Struggle with that one. Unpopular opinion. Aware of it. Okay with it.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen, I seriously had a hard time narrowing it down to one unpopular opinion that I have. So I'm like, I've got a lot of them.
I do too.
I'm like, I'm trying to think. I'd have to, I'm like, the one that I think of most is like, I think social media is terrible.
Oh.
And but I don't know how unpopular that is. You know what I mean? I feel like some people are kind of starting to come around to that idea.
Do you, is your idea on it because it's made people like too concerned with like who's liking their stuff or
that? And then like also it's just made everybody so freaking lazy. Like, do you know how much time like you are like taking away just from like sitting there scrolling? Like, you sit there and you're like, oh, I'll just scroll on 10 videos. Well, now you're sitting there for an hour and a half. I'm just gonna scroll on a few more videos. Well, now you just wasted half of your day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Guilty. I'm guilty.
I'm like, I've done it. You know, I'm not saying.
Yeah. But, like, I've done it too.
It's not a good, I'm like, it's just such a time thief. And like, I mean, what's it actually doing? Really nothing. I mean, it's nothing beneficial. You couldn't normally name the last 10 videos you saw.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause you get like, you pretty much end up getting overloaded with them and then you forget. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't even know what I just saw on there. Like at all.
Pretty much. Yeah.
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 Social media, it's a time waster. And I was listening to something the other day that was talking about there's some new trend, or I call it a trend. I don't know. That's what they called it on Gank Radio when I was listening to it. And they're like, there's a trend called 90s kids. And it's where they're being challenged. Like, the parents being challenged to send their kids out for a day to live like 90s kids, which I'm like, 90s kids? But I guess that means like without a phone and just get the hell out of the house.
Kids didn't have phones. What is that?
Yeah. Oh, like just go out and figure out how to be. That's kind of funny. However, not having that your entire life, these kids probably don't even know how to get to their friend's house.
Listen, I'm like, so number one, what they were saying on the radio is like, there's so many parents that are like, oh, hell no, that's dangerous. I would never. And I'm like, that's how you grew up, dumbass.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how old these parents. I'll sure shit send my kids outside without a phone. Get out of my house, dude. Don't come back.
Granted, though, like, I live in a city now compared to us growing up in a small-ass town.
Yeah.
I think, like, if I had a kid, I feel like I'd be a little, like, nervous if I'm just like, okay, well, also, I'm in Phoenix, so I just wouldn't even send them outside for the day because it's hot as balls out there. it's too hot. It's too damn hot. But I kind of wonder if the kids would even know how to go, like I said, find each other.
So that's the other thing, is the experts are saying, not only are the parents like, oh, hell no, but the experts are like, these kids literally would not survive. They don't know. Like, because they didn't grow up in such a manner, right? Like, think about how we grew up. Like, but they've never grown up in such a manner to where you can take them and unplug them and actually send them out in the world and then understand how to survive for a day.
Or just go find each other. Like, you know, you knew how far you could walk or ride your bike to. And you know, most people are hanging out down at the park. So I know to go down to the park. And if they're not at the park, I know to check this one other place. Because these kids have always had, like, a parent driving them places.
Hey.
I don't even know if they'd know how to do that.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would.
Well, and okay, so if we were thirsty, we knew where water spigots were, whatever. We know, I mean, we drink from a hose.
I never drank from a hose, personally.
You didn't?
No, I just always went into somebody's house and got water.
Oh, well. We weren't allowed in houses.
Like, no. If you went into a house, you were staying there and you got stuck and you didn't want to be in the house.
Yeah, because then that
front. We really go right back out.
Oh, like, I feel like that friend's parents would be like, oh, are they with you? They need to be in here cleaning their room or something. So you kind of like hid. So no parent found you anywhere.
Yeah, you didn't want to be found.
No.
No.
Well, because normally we'd go to the next door neighbor's house and like his parents, they didn't really care what he did necessarily. I'm like, they just kind of let us come in and out most of the time. Like, we'd go in their backyard sometimes, or we'd go out in the front and run around the neighborhood. Like,
yeah. I think you probably know who the cool parents are. I don't know that there were any cool parents.
Mine was never the cool parent.
Yours wasn't.
No. Never.
Sucks to be you.
They're like, oh, you kids want to come in? Great, I got some cleaning to do.
Yeah, he was that parent for sure.
They walk in, you're like, here's a bucket of mop water. Here's like gloves to go clean the toilet. Here's this.
Yeah.
All your friends are like, we don't want to go to your house, Lily.
Like, no, we don't need a drink.
No, nobody ever wanted to go to my house. Like, ever.
We'll get dehydrated. We don't even care. We don't want water. I drink out of more hoses than I can count.
Every single one of my friends has been scared of my mom, terrified of her.
That's funny.
I'm the mean mom. Is it because so many parents are so lackadaisical? At one point, like, Lily and I had a conversation where she's like, rah, rah, and I'm like, right, so I parent and their parents don't. That's all I'm hearing out of this whole conversation. And she's like, I understand. I'm like, oh, I understand.
She's like, oh, you're embarrassing me, Mom.
You were. You embarrassed me quite a bit, Mom.
But oh.
Like, I could have been a lot cooler.
You could have been.
So you're blaming your mom for the fact that you're not cool?
Basically.
I didn't need you to be any cooler than you were.
I should have specified that with, I think you're pretty fucking cool, so.
Cool in whose eyes?
It's fair, it's fair.
She said wait till she got older to be cooler. With your mom not holding you back anymore.
Right?
Like, what makes me laugh is I'm like, you and I are so much like, you just wait. You're going to have kids someday and you're going to be like, I get it. And I'm not a cool mom either.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure, like, if I have kids, I would be a cool mom.
And you know what? We'll rewind this video for you when that day comes.
Totally sure. I'm going to be a chill mom.
I remember at one point, like, Sunny Boy.
For your mom's robot grandchildren, you're going to be cool.
Yeah.
Sunny Boy asked me one time, he's like, were you ever cool? And I was like, yeah, I was. I was like, you know what? Like, I can remember the day that I stopped being cool. And he's like, really? When was it? And I say, day? And he's like, that's my birthday. I'm like, I know. I stopped being cool then. I'm done. It was all gone. It's out of my body.
You're like, I was super cool until, no, you should have said 9 months before his birthday.
I was being really cool that day.
Yeah. You're like, a week later, I quit being cool and never was again.
Stop. Immediately.
Oh man. I was So, okay, what is the weirdest food combo that you secretly love? I can go on that if you girls don't have one right away.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And I know it's weird, but I also know I have a friend who loves it as well. It's Oreos with a Twizzler, like make it into an Oreo Twizzler sandwich. Freaking delicious. We were on this, yeah, I think we were on like a church trip or something. And I don't know how this friend and I discovered it. I don't know what made us put it together. And we had to be like 12 or some shit, 12, 13. To this day, her and I both still love getting that. Like, oh, that's a fun little treat. I haven't had that in a long time. I'm gonna grab some Oreos and Twizzlers, and we'll like send each other a little picture, like, dude, look what I'm having today. Oh, I haven't had that in a long time. I'm gonna go get it too. Like,
That's so funny.
it's good. I actually bought Twizzlers the other day, and I stopped myself from getting Oreos because I already had some other like chocolate stuff in the house. I was like, I don't need a whole like container of cookies as well right now. Because I already had too much other sweets that I'm not gonna eat. So I stopped
Yeah.
myself, but Twizzlers haven't seemed right without their Oreo buddy.
I honestly, I'm like, the only thing I can think of, and it's not even really. So, Big J and I go to Wingstop way too often, by the way. But I dip, after meeting Big J, I dip my fries in blue cheese.
Ew.
Yeah, and it's funny because he actually asked me the other day. He's like, "Did you ever dip your fries in blue cheese before you met me?" And I was like, "No, it's not anything I would ever thought of." And he's like, "Yeah."
Do you like blue cheese?
Oh, I do love blue cheese. Yeah.
I don't know. And that's, I'm saying ooh, because I don't like blue cheese.
Not like blue
I
cheese.
don't either.
Easily? I don't.
So, like, you don't put it on your steak or.
No.
What?
No.
I'm
I
not.
will.
I wouldn't put blue cheese dressing on my steak, but I'll put some blue cheese on my steak. Oh
No.
my God, it's amazing.
I'm interested to try. So it was probably 4 or 5 months ago. I had my first like real dirty martini, and it came with a blue cheese stuffed olive.
Yum.
And I was like, I'm gonna try this just out of the blue. And I ate it and I was like, oh my God, that was so good. I don't know what kind of blue cheese because it was so soft. Like it wasn't, I don't know, it was freaking delicious. So it made me think maybe I could find a way to like blue cheese. I don't know. I haven't, like I said, it was like probably 4 or 5 months ago. I haven't tried it since then.
I'm like, in general, blue cheese is pretty soft.
But I don't, yeah, I don't like the dressing. But I could see, like I said, I dip my fries in ranch or mustard a lot.
Mustard. That's weird.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a
You know,
ranch girl all the way.
my favorite thing
Ranch.
to dip in is gravy.
Ooh. That is really good.
That
But like white gravy, not the, I don't care to
No.
dip in the brown gravy.
Nobody wants that. White
No.
gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Now I'm hungry for some steak fingers, fries, Texas toast, dip it in some gravy.
Oh my gosh, yes, that'd be amazing right now.
It would be. Right, Lily, do you have a weird
I'm like,
food?
so I guess, I don't know that you would call it weird. I don't think it's weird. Me and my best friend both do it, but we dip pickles in the ranch and eat it. Like those pickle spears in ranch,
Oh.
and then you eat it. It's the best thing ever.
I mean,
Yeah.
I would maybe try it because I dip fried pickles in ranch.
I love it.
So I could kind of see how that might work, although I would never have thought of doing that.
Same.
Well, we both love pickles and we both love ranch. So one day we were like, why don't we put these two together? And we just did
Like, and the rest was
it.
history.
Yeah. Yep.
Pickles, I'm gonna have to try it.
You
Try,
will. It's pretty
yeah.
good.
Okay, I'll give it a
Yeah.
whirl. Like one of those, don't knock it till you try it. Your blue cheese, I can't say I'm really into trying.
I'm telling you though, it's It's very specifically Wingstop fries.
And Wingstop blue cheese, or?
I mean, I use their blue cheese. Their blue
thing
cheese.
I feel is,
no, like, in general, I just got a like
big blue cheese dressing fan.
Oh, I am. What do you do with a Cobb salad, dude?
Ranch?
Close.
Duh.
You get the blue cheese on the salad, right?
No, I usually take just it leave off.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
And this is how we know that I'm your mother.
Literally.
I think the same conversation proved that I'm her mother.
Right. True. Listeners, we used to mess with, you know, we would tell Lily that I was her mom, but I just couldn't handle her, so I dropped her off with my sister and let her raise her.
They told me a lot of things as a kid. They also told me I was found in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you.
It was never that I came from my mother. No.
We're not that family. You were made out of love, and we couldn't wait to have you. It was like, sure, we found you in a dumpster, like side of the road. Yep. Your aunt dropped you off. Like, I
can't. Aunt dropped you off on the side of the road. I seen you there, so I picked you up.
Yeah. Amazing you didn't grow up with a complex. Nobody wants me.
The many things you'll need to go to therapy for someday.
Right. Someday.
I just wanted to make sure you had a good reason. That's all. We were trying to build your character.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the character development.
Yes.
Yeah. We're here for it, man.
Yeah, we are. Sometimes these questions are so funny on the Truth or Drink. They really kind of get us rolling. But I was wondering, Lily, if you wanted to share with the listeners about your RV and your project there.
So I bought it like a few years ago, and I've been rebuilding it since. I've gotten like the entire suspension system redone, and the motor's pretty much almost done getting rebuilt and everything. We just got to like clean the carburetor out or something, and that's it. And then we're getting the walls put up. I've torn everything out, completely remodeled it. I just finished getting my cabinets all painted. And
that picture you sent the other day, I'm like, those colors are great.
I know. I'm like, the purple and the yellow, I love them. Yeah. And then, I'm like, we're going to probably start putting up the wood this week, most likely.
Nice.
Everything goes as planned.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
And you're going to be ready for your maiden voyage in the end of August?
The end of August, yeah. So I actually got one job offer so far. Well, I think so, anyways. I'm like, I sent in like my resume, and then they replied back with a bunch of questions and stuff, and asked when I'd be able to start, and da 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 da, and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
And it's like in your desired location, right?
Yeah, Southern Utah, yeah.
So
perfect. That is super cool. That's going to be fun. Excited. So it's, you know, I love having a dream and chasing it down, man. I mean, that's so cool.
I'm like, I'm hoping to have the entire RV done by the end of July. So that way, like the beginning of August, we can kind of like, just kind of like figure out actually getting stuff packed up and.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Doing all that.
Dude, like pots and pans, everything in there you're going to need.
I'm like, I have to decorate it and everything. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have my cruise in August, right before.
Going on cruise.
Yeah. You know where you're going?
I think it's Cozumel in Costa Mayo.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong on Costa Mayo, but Cozumel for sure.
Nice. That'll be fun. I've done Cozumel. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Watch that new thing on Netflix, the poop cruise thing.
No, I've seen a bunch of it on TikTok, though. I've seen a bunch of stuff about it.
I saw something about it, too, and I was like, I don't know if I want to watch it. I feel like I'd be too disgusted.
Literally.
I mean, it was based on a true story.
Uh-huh. And it's a Carnival cruise. I don't know what brand of cruise I'm going on. I better make sure it's not Carnival.
But it is.
Oh my god, no. I don't know. Poop cruise.
I do not need to be stuck on a poop cruise.
So,
no, thank you.
I watched it. And you know what? Like, Carnival totally took that ship and, like, just
cleaned it and
they rebranded it with a new name.
Ew.
And they're still sailing that ship, the big poop cruise ship, under a different name.
Wouldn't you think that it'd have so much, like, again, I saw some previews, so I have not watched the show, but the stuff I was seeing, like, shit was literally all over the floors.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, how would you ever get all that sanitized?
No. I mean, I guess they just, like, ripped it all out and, like, I mean, I don't know, right?
I mean, imagine it happened at your house. You'd have to do the same thing, like rip out, I mean, carpet and stuff, and you just sanitize and reuse. That is gross, though.
I would think, I mean, there's no way you're getting that poop smell out of there.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know if you're ripping out all the carpet. You'd probably have to throw away I don't know how deep it got. Like all the mattresses and stuff, I wonder.
I'm telling you, like, sewage was dripping down the walls.
Yeah, I'm like, I watched a video on
it. Oh, God, from every level, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, like, I guess they were just, like, taking poops in bags and throwing those bags in the hallway.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to, like, I mean, that's all they could do.
Yeah.
Wow. How long did that go on for, do you know?
Like 4 days, I think, right?
I think it was five.
Five?
5 days.
That's miserable.
And at one point, they decided, because, like, of course, your people are, like, you have customers on this ship. And they're miserable, right? And so, to liven things up a little bit, they decided to open bar one night. I'm like, ooh, that is not a good plan for a boat that doesn't have any way to flush toilets.
Right.
Then everybody was vomiting everywhere, yeah.
I was just thinking then everyone's going to get sick because they're over drinking because they're completely oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Fun times.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't think I can watch it. I could be too good now. I don't know.
Big Jane, I was.
But I was curious about it, 100% curious. And then I was like, I just don't know if I can watch it. So I just been on the very bottom of my list.
But, sis, if you get stuck on a poop cruise, I'm going to be so worried about it.
I don't know what I would do with myself. I really don't.
I feel like I'm going to find out how good of a swimmer I am.
Literally, where is shore?
Yeah. give me one of these. Yeah, why wouldn't they get people off in the lifeboats? My legs can kick.
What'd you say?
I said, why wouldn't they have gotten people off in the lifeboats?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who devised the plan and what they were. Because at one point, like, they thought it was just going to be, like, one night, and they were going to get a tug back to, like, Mexico. But then engines were dead, right? And so then, but the ship was drifting in the ocean still. And so then they got too far away from Mexico, didn't get tugged back, and they didn't find that out till the next day. And so up with a new plan, they're getting tugged back into, I think, like, Bill, Alabama. Mm-hmm. But they had to send the tugboats out. I mean, it was a whole thing. I'm like, listen, I don't know. At some point, though, they did have another ship stop by and drop off supplies, like food and stuff, but not take people because they were like, no, like there was like logistically you can't like logistically they were saying like there was no way to get the people off of that boat on and over to the other boat.
Then how did they get food over there?
That was
Exactly. Interesting. And yeah, at that point, I'd have been releasing those boats along the side.
At that point, I would have been trying to figure out how to get my own lifeboat released. I'm like,
Yeah.
how do
Literally.
you think? Because I'm getting off of here and I'm lifeboating myself
Oh, because
back.
their electrical stuff wasn't working.
Hey.
But I would think those would be set up to be on a different thing so you wouldn't have to rely on that in case of that kind of situation.
You would think.
Hmm. I hope the cruise industry has learned something from this.
Well, so and even back then, now back then, Carnival had its thing in their tickets about how whenever you bought a ticket from them, they were not guaranteeing safe passage or a like a seaworthy vessel, this and that. Like they had all this stuff like tucked into their ticket when you bought
Don't.
it. And
Ooh.
so none of those passengers even be like, bah bah bah. Now, since then, though, Carnival has taken that wording out of their ticket purchase.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real concerned about
I
your Carnival cruise.
it's not Carnival.
Think we better
Well,
double check that bad boy.
I
better.
better double check on that one. But I mean,
I've been on a Carnival many times, had a great experience. So FYI there, I have. But that information makes me a little more leery for
yeah,
any
for
future bookings.
real. Yeah. And though I would say too, I'm like, it could happen to any drunk.
It
You
could,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
that's the truth. That
For sure. Well, ladies, I have enjoyed this conversation. I'm just kind of time-wise looking at our time and wondering, does anyone want to talk about anything before we kind of wrap her up?
truth. I don't think I can think of anything now.
Yeah, I think I'm
Yes, you
good.
can. Okay. Lily, we are so glad you joined us today.
I'm glad I got to join you guys. I had a
I'm
great time.
sure, yeah, I'm sure the audience was so happy to put a face with your name of the flower child down.
You guys are welcome to use my real name on the show now that it's out there.
Okay, Lily. There it is. All right, well, until next time, cheers to you.
Cheers to you.